when was the last time you were intimidated? I had to stop and think for a little bit, but the last time I was truly intimidated, where I kind of stopped in my tracks, kind of froze up, didn't know what to do, it was, I guess, mostly when the doctor looked at me straight in the eyes and said, "You've got only 2 years or less to live." That was intimidating. But you know what? It's not always the big things, it's many times the little things that cause the most trouble. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And again, remember, next week I will be switching up the format where I will be putting the full podcast on video on the YouTube channel. And then I'll be breaking that up into segments and showing that throughout the rest of the week in the audio portion in which you are listening to now. So make sure you check that out. Also, we're brought to you by MingleMateMarry.com, podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage and material and swag. Whether you're mingling, mating, dating, or marrying, check out MingleMateMarry.com for more information to make you the perfect husband or the perfect wife. So, I journal a lot, not just in my quiet time, but also, I mean, every book I read, I journal, podcasts that I listen to, I journal, sermons online, audiobooks, you name it. Basically, I journal it. If I'm listening to an interview or a line in a movie, something that stands out, I always write it down. So I'm reading my old journals the last couple days, and I pulled one from about 20 years ago, a little more than 20 years ago, and there was this simple little quote that I wrote down that says, "Failure is simply a few choices in error every day, and success is simply a few disciplines practiced every day." I couldn't agree more. But then today, I was also reading about how the enemy tries to intimidate us. That would be Satan. And so, you know, we don't fight against flesh and blood. You know that, right? So the enemy can't punch us or kick us or physically push us around. And there's some debate to that probably for another time. But the point is, Satan and his demonic influences basically can only drop thoughts or lies into our head. And that, with living in a sinful world, those combined, well, we have our hands full. And so the truth is that he wants to intimidate. But all this is to say, I believe failure is more than a few choices in error every day, and more likely it's actually bowing to intimidation just a little bit every day. The little things that we get intimidated in, oh, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to say that, I'm not going to go there, I'll bow to this, I guess if I have to, or, you know, I don't want to look odd or look weird. And look, I've always grown up with the ideal that if the world starts saying you need to put a mark on your head or on your hand to buy food or use money or travel, well, we would say, "No way, Jose," or maybe, "No way, Jesus." But we just came off a season where we were told to wear masks. We were told to wear masks. We were intimidated to wear masks, and almost everybody did. I didn't. We were told and intimidated to take shots, not one, but two and three and boosters, and we were intimidated and told to stay indoors, to social distance. We were told and encouraged and intimidated to use digital currency so as not to spread germs. And people were intimidated to do just that, and they did. And scripture's clear that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion. First off, if a lion is prowling, he's old, and he's roaring to try to get his prey to freeze up so he can catch him off guard. His game is intimidation. That's why an old lion roars, because you can hear it 5 miles away, and if he's near his game or his, usually how this happens out in the wild, the lion picks out an animal that is injured or sick or weak or young, and he roars, and the animal freezes up, and then he can catch it. But think about it. It's only noise. He's too old to catch you. He's too old to compete against the younger lions. He's not willing to fight unless you are frozen in fear. So he intimidates. That's all he's got. But if you give into it a little every day, in just a few short days, a few short weeks, at the end of a year, he owns you. Do you recognize his intimidation? Do you understand that he can intimidate you through the media, through the music, through your bank account, through your boss, through your spouse, through your church, through your friends, through your neighbor, from voices in your past? He intimidates. All he's got is noise, and do you buy into it? Remember the spirit behind the object of intimidation? Remember, again, there's a spirit behind the object of intimidation. It's not the lion, it's the spirit of intimidation behind it. Look, the Red Sea was parted. It wasn't removed. The Red Sea was there to intimidate. God did not remove the Red Sea. He said, walk through the Red Sea. Walk through the intimidation. He just moved them through it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the fire. God did not put the fire out. The fire was there to intimidate them. That's why the king had it stoked even hotter. He didn't put it out. He said, all right, throw us in there. And guess what? You will walk out of the fire. David and Goliath, you got the big G standing out there. What was he, 12 feet tall against a 14-year-old boy? Goliath was there to intimidate. But God didn't take out Goliath. He didn't send a meteorite out of the skies to knock him over. He had David go through him. All of these people, all of these individuals recognized it wasn't the object, it was the intimidation behind it. What about the demoniac running at Jesus when he got out of the boat? Jesus realized this is just simply intimidation. He just stood his ground. He didn't falter. And again, it's not the fire, it's not the sea, it's not the giant, it's not the demon. It's the spirit of intimidation behind it. And they come in short little waves, one after another. Do you fall? Do you falter? Do you give into it? Look, don't run. Don't cry. Don't falter. Don't wither. Don't whine. Recognize the intimidation. Look beyond the object, the problem, the situation. Recognize the intimidation and the spirit that's there. Speak to it. That's all you got? All you got is a fire? All you got is a giant? All you got is a sea? All you got is a demon? And much like David said, speak back to it. I come to you in the name of Jesus, and today you will fall. Today you will be handed to the birds, and they will feast off your dead carcass. Don't be intimidated, because you serve a God who rules all of eternity. And you will not be intimidated because you are intimate with Jesus. And intimacy always trumps intimidation. Every time. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.